here today.
Huh?
A lot of lights here today.
Yeah, a bit bright.
Happily see.
Because the background's so bright, you have to try and light you up.
You try and look at it when you get
a soft question.
I guarantee I'll get a couple. Might come straight off the top.
Alright, so welcome everyone to our Showdown Coaches press conference. So we're at the new Shield just down here below. There'll be an opportunity for a photo afterwards. We have Adelaide Storm Park and Port Adelaide's Ken Hinckley. Take it away.
Ken, can I just start with you because you've trained and we've been here today. Chad Wingard, you certain on him or
yep.
You still got some?
No, he's fine. He'll be fine.
Why are you so confident? 2 weeks seems to be very short recovery.
Yeah, no, he had some issues, slight hamstring issues, there's no doubt about that. So, but again, our medical team are really clear that he's passed everything. He ran fast on Friday last week, and he's he's trained all week this week. You'd be sitting here saying, well, we'd be just waiting for the sake of waiting. You know, there's some risk with any hamstring return, and Chad will not be without risk tomorrow night, but we understand those risks, and we're prepared to take them.
So why are you comfortable with that risk with him?
Because of the testing that we do. All the information we have on our players is to suggest that he's now ready to play AFL football again. We'd be only waiting for the sake of waiting.
And Rockliffe and Hal Pepper, confident with those two boys, and what are you hoping they can bring to your side?
Clearly there's some stuff that we hope they can bring to the side, and particularly in the contested ball space that we're no good at last week. We've been poor at against the Crows in our last couple of encounters, so they'll certainly add to that space for us.
Does the opponent influence the Wingard selection?
Not one bit.
What about Tom Cleary then? Does the opponent bringing back another key defender when you
have him? Yeah, no, we brought Tom back in because he's been in pretty good form for most part of the season. He just had a couple of quieter weeks. Jasper we brought in and he probably didn't play at the level we were hoping he would play at. But we do look at the Adelaide Crows and we look at their forward line and we see the size of some of their forwards and we know Tom's got pretty good recent history against them.
So where's Jasper at? Do you think that him not being in the form that you know that he can play at? By the pre-season
yeah, there's no doubt. He hasn't had the perfect preparation, and that's why we're mindful of that. And it doesn't mean Jasper won't play next week. Unfortunately, with the sample draw, we don't have a game this week, and we deal with that.
Don, what about you? Do you feel like you've run past a couple of black cats with a few injuries, and now Rory with the latest setback?
Yeah. Oh, look, it's not ideal, but the reality is we've had a pretty good run for the last 2 years, and it's probably a little bit our turn, and a couple of things within our control and some outside of them, and that's footy though. I think every club's going to have a period of time where they're going to have some personnel unavailable, and really that's an opportunity and a challenge for the rest of the group to fill those voids and make some progress.
What is the situation with Rory? It sounds like 2 weeks and they assess could it be significant. We've heard past cases where it's sometimes a couple, 3 months.
No, well, not the early indications aren't that severe. I mean, that's why we sort of said give him a couple of weeks and see how it settles. Talking to him yesterday and this morning, he's recovered really well from what was a pretty innocuous sort of movement at training on Wednesday, to be honest. And so that's really a strong indicator that he's not going to go all the way back to where he was, say, 4 or 5 weeks ago. So we're really hopeful that a couple of weeks and we'll assess it from there. But certainly that area and the foot, as there's lots of ligaments and tendons and muscles and things in there, so the midfoot sprain he had has now got a little bit of awareness in that Lisfranc area, and we'll assess and we'll bring him up as we think's appropriate.
But just to be clear, it's not that you think that he's half a chance to play in 2 weeks' time, is there? It's going to be longer than that, surely.
I wouldn't say that he's not without a chance of playing in 2 weeks, okay. To be honest, based on how he's recovered. But he's such an important player for us, and we've taken the time to get him right. And he was jumping out of his skin on Wednesday at training. That's how confident he was. So hopefully it's a minor setback. But as I said, let's get a couple of weeks, and we'll update you from there.
Is the same foot?
Same foot.
Is it aggravation of the injury that he's set out for a month?
My understanding is it's slightly different. All in the same sort of area, though. Slightly different.
So what did he do at training? What he did at training to make it worse?
Yeah, he was about 5 yards from me when he did it. So it was just we were doing a ball movement drill, and he changed direction in a sort of a somewhat unusual action. That was just enough to trigger it. So, that's all I can really add to it.
Given the history of those types of injuries, as you said, 2 weeks, but is there a real concern that it could be a lot longer?
Well, we're hopeful not, and based on the initial, straight away we got him scanned, we went over, he got reviewed by a specialist as well, and the indications come out from there is it's a mild sort of strain of that ligament, and how quickly it settles down, we don't know, but we're thinking a couple of weeks and we'll take it from there.
So is he in the boot for the 2 weeks?
No, he's not.
So he's not in the boot at all?
No.
That's a bit unusual on most Frank's.
Well, that's what they're saying. It's pretty minor on the scale. So as much as it was enough to keep him out of this week's game, you know, it's something which we hope will settle down pretty quickly and we can get him back going. And as I've always said, we've taken the course with Rory to basically get him right. And as hopefully he thought he was pretty close to right, or we were pretty confident he was right, and unfortunately he wasn't.
Some people might say mismanaged. It's obviously
not
a
full
ground, so
yeah,
disagree with that.
Ken, the showdown numbers, the past two showdown numbers are really damning, maybe even embarrassing for Port Adelaide. Pretty contested ball. How do you address it? Why do you think this midfield group is still good enough to deal with it?
We just get your opportunity the next time you go out, and the personnel that we're putting out there, we're really confident in that they can deliver results that we expect. Now, currently, and last week was our closest indicator, we were poor in that area, but the contested ball status itself is a wide ranging stat. It's not quite as accurate as everyone sits there and goes, it's me against Don. It's not exactly that, but we just haven't been able to have our parts of the ground set up as well as we'd like that will give us a chance to win those battles. And then some personnel we've brought back, and we know that, you know, Rockcliffe and Powell Pepper play a significant part in that space for us.
When it's been a repetitive thing against Adelaide, does it bring into question the hardness of those Port Adelaide midfielders to deal with a showdown?
No, it doesn't. I don't think it does that, but it's as much credit to what Adelaide have been able to do and more than what we've been able to achieve. So we will start tomorrow night level, and we'll give our absolute best to make sure that we know if we give our best and come out on top on the contested ball stat, that will give us a significant opportunity to win the game. It's no guarantee, and as is losing contested balls, no guarantee that you win or lose.
Riley's an interesting one. He had we didn't play him last week on a managed viewpoint. He had some hamstring awareness last week, which the scans cleared completely, so he was clear of that. But he had some tendonitis in that area, and again, it's more of a load issue for Riley. So he was sort of been reloaded, trained today, trained on Wednesday, and you know, we expect that to settle down and he'll be ready to go next week. Just one of those things. His pre-season had a slight interruption after Christmas, and getting him back and going, just from a load viewpoint, that tendon flared up.
What about Brad? Have you heard much about Brad's progress in the last couple of weeks?
Brad's progressing along as we expect. He's you know, in that same space, so there's no real update on Brad.
Is there no timeline? I mean,
not at this point. No, for him it's about getting him right, and you know, again, it's hard to go. I'm not trying to be deceptive at all. I'm just saying we don't really know. It's more one of those ones which, you know, he's now getting back to a point where we hope to start him running in the next probably week or two, and then from there there's just natural progression.
So what's he been able to do the last couple of weeks?
He's done a lot of strengthening work around the area to get some stability around that pelvic area, which is going to help him in the long term.
John, when you asked the question,
Riley. Sorry, Rich, don't ask him too far away from Riley. If this is an emergency last week, did you actually expect that he might actually be a chance to play if
When we named the team last Thursday, we were hopeful that he was going to clear up. It didn't clear up, and he ended up having a run on Saturday and was still really sore. So he was, you know, that was just one of those things.
Don, when you asked the question about the hamstrings, whether it's bad luck or bad management, what answers do you get?
It's a combination, I think. There's a bit of luck and a bit of management. The ones we've had have been on the minor end of the scale. I think in the case of, you know, next week, we'll get back a few guys from that space, so there'll probably be only one or two that are remaining, if you like. But certainly, as has been highlighted during the week, we review our program and everything we do, and we have in the case of what's causing those. It'd be silly not to, and we're pretty confident we've now made some tweaks and some changes which will you know, rectify that situation.
In a simple way, when every AFL club's challenged to find something better or different, get better, can it go wrong like it has for you? Is that the simplest answer?
Always a possibility when you're trying to continually improve. There's always a chance that you look to improve in a whole range of your program. It could be the same with your training volume or training intensity. Now, we've married up, and it's not purely based on the exercises we're doing around the hamstring, because it's a whole of program issue. And so we're continually assessing that and continually getting feedback from our players. Now, the feedback we've got quite clearly from our first 7 weeks has been that, you know, there's an issue there with our hamstrings. We need to address it. So that's what we're doing.
What about on the bigger picture here? It is across the game that hamstrings are a big issue. Do you have... fall into that theory that maybe we've asked too much of the players with the interchange cap rotation or shorter pre-seasons and things like that?
I think there's probably an argument, and I don't know, mentioning Ken's view on this, that, you know, the game is as taxing as it's ever been on the players. 22 games, and the games are going for a fair chunk of time. So there's a fatigue element that kicks in, and there's physical and mental fatigue that the players suffer from. So, which is why some of the things you're seeing are really minor. It's interesting to see that Chad's playing, you know, tomorrow off the back of what would normally be a 3-week hamstring. It's probably more that it's neural, it's related to something other than just pure damage to the muscle. So certainly there's something within that, because it's clearly not just purely with Adelaide in terms of some hamstrings. I think other clubs have got them as well.
Rotations, do you think?
Well, it's a question of, yeah, how the volume of rotation. The challenge there is, of course, you increase the rotation, you increase the speed. You decrease the rotation, you increase the fatigue. It's where the balance is, to be honest. The answer's in there somewhere.
Can I just ask one of both of you as well? Obviously, there's a few sensitive issues with Sam Papeete coming back around maybe crowd behaviour. Do you tell your blokes that there is a line in terms of on-field sledging and behaviour? And Ken, do you feel like Sam's ready to handle whatever may be thrown his way, if anything at all?
I'll go first, I suppose, on the Sam. Yeah, I think Sam's ready. Sam's had a couple of games back at a lower level, at the Sanford level, and he's you know, he's dealt with some of those little issues, I think, already. He understands the mistakes that he's made, and he owns them. He goes back out to play football tomorrow night. He'll have some freedom, I guarantee you. He'll have some freedom when he gets back out there tomorrow night to play the game he loves and move on, and that's what he's trying to do.
And don't you say to your guys, we're not going to sledge, similar to the Aussie cricket setup almost?
Look, I think it's each team's got its own, you know, our players play and they understand, I think, pretty clearly where the line is with regard to on-field banter, if you like. I think that's pretty well accepted across the industry now, what's accepted. I don't think necessarily what happens on the field, you know, should spill over into the crowd or the fans. I think it's more, it's a combative game. There's an element of which is unavoidable, that it's going to be man versus man. That's what you expect, that's what the crowd's come to see. And there's a line that I think the players find.
So in the heat of the moment, there could be just a bit of lip about, I mean, would you warn them to steer clear about something that's pretty sensitive?
I think they're aware of that.
Ken, you're a very proud man, you're a fierce competitor. How much does it stick in your craw that Crows have won the last year?
No. Do I need to answer? We don't enjoy losing to the Adelaide Crows. We don't enjoy losing to anyone, but you know, particularly in Adelaide, we don't enjoy it. You know, it's fact. You know, we have a run at the moment that we're not enjoying. We get an opportunity tomorrow night to try and correct that. We understand the quality of the opponent we're playing. I think that goes missed sometimes. This isn't a high-class football team that we're playing against, and we are going to give our absolute best to get back and make the number 1-0 in our favour.
Ken, amongst all the recovery and planning you do for games, is there still room somewhere in players and coaches' minds, primal nature of a showdown?
Oh, yeah, no, it's a showdown. I got told that when I first come to Adelaide. Now it's 5.5 years ago, the showdowns are important to the state. They are important. We look forward to them. You know, both teams will be talking the same sort of banter. They'll be both wanting to take the edge. At the end of the day, the scoreboard will own the edge. We hope to get that scoreboard back in our favour.
Ken gets lost in as opposed to years gone by, everything is just compressed into timetables this week. You think the players, it doesn't get lost on them?
No, it doesn't get lost at all. They understand the showdown. That's pretty simple. It's important for us to win tomorrow. That's probably as simple as that. Regardless of the opponent, it's still important. We're lucky in some ways. It's a showdown opportunity for us.
Don, you gave an update on Brad Crouch. How's Sam Gibson going? Obviously, haven't seen him play this season.
He's progressing to full training next week and should play next weekend.
Okay, so he's gone over
that
sort of hamstring.
Yep.
Back by the hamstring.
Yep.
Ken, sensitive, difficult week. Marshall, you got an idea of how you want to handle Todd from here?
Yeah, Todd's actually on his way back currently for the weekend. You know, we'll be mindful of his situation. We as a club went up and represented the club at his dad's funeral on Tuesday, which was obviously a tough time for everyone involved, particularly for Todd and his family. We look forward to putting our arms around him and embracing him back into our club and giving him the best opportunity to move on a little bit with his life. And as I said to him the other night when I spoke to him, to make his family smile, he gets an opportunity to do that. We'll support him the best we can.
And no timeline,
you
just
going to
measure it up?
No, I'm sure you'd understand that that's something you just have to deal with day by day.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys.
Good on you.
Thank you. Thank
you. Well done. Let's shield it up.
Do you want a footy at all?
bring it just in case. Definitely want to play.
See ya. But,
yeah, we'll pop down here.